Human development is about increasing people's capabilities and choices to live the kind of life they will be proud to live. And there are three major indicators we always use for this. One, the issue of life expectancy, that's quality of health system. Two, the level of education that each person is expected to achieve in life. And at the same time, having access to decent income.
The report covers many areas where women's participation and empowerment is needed. It also highlights some areas of progress. Can you give us some examples?
It's true that there have been appreciable progress. For instance, when we talk in terms of political participation, we have countries like Rwanda being number one in the world. It's the number one in the world over the past 5 years. We have Senegal, we have Seychelles, and we have South Africa as the four countries among the top 10 countries that are leading the whole world in terms of number of women in national parliament. This is one of the areas which we thought is really great. It's one area of success that Africa is proud to have achieved.
Another area where there's been strides made, too, is in primary education. There's been near gender parity in enrollment of young children in school. The report also, you know, notes that there are shortfalls, not just in education, but maybe you can highlight where countries need to improve.
One of the major areas of impediment relates to the social dimension. There are a lot of social norms, institutional settings, and cultural practices that are still inhibiting progress in the area of human development. For instance, let's talk about early marriage. Early marriage is what is really, really constraining keeping our girls in schools after primary education. One major finding is that if you are able to reduce, for instance, adolescent birth rate by about 10%, it increases life expectancy by 9 months. So this is quite great, and we thought once we are able to invest heavily in addressing these social constraints, there will be accelerated progress not only in human development, but also in economic, social, and political life.
What's another area where countries can support gender equality?
Well, one of the key areas is the adoption of legal policies and program reforms that will be able to accelerate gender equality. We need to do away with silo gender initiatives, where we thought, oh, by virtue of creating Ministry of Gender or Ministry of Women Affairs, then the solution is there. No, it has to be a multi-sectoral approach where gender issues must not be restricted to an institutional mandate. It has to be a public service obligation. And finally, that's the one we're talking in terms of ownership of assets and management of resources for women. This is very critical.
The report also makes mention of the establishment of an African Women Investment Bank. What would it do, and is that really a possibility?
It is a possibility, because we realize that when you talk in terms of ownership of bank accounts, the proportion that is owned by women is quite limited. We thought that because the traditional banking system does not give opportunities for most women to really have access to resources for business. And that's why this has been initiated. And the fact that we have some kind of regional partners, like the African Union, African Development Bank, and regional economic institutions, give us a kind of promising headway in terms of realizing this. And again, what we need to do to really make this a reality is to have some champions among heads of state and government of the continent, because we know many of them, they have a very strong inclination on accelerating gender equality and women empowerment. And I'm saying this because that was the theme of the 2016 African Union Summit in Kigali. And again, that was the theme for the African Union Commission in 2015 as well. Now, what it needs is a kind of buy-in into a kind of turnkey project like this that can help them to really break the barriers of promoting gender equality in the continent.